The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
What a game.
Are they really back? Because did they really go anywhere? They're still here. Kansas City Chiefs. This was the best draw of the century for the Chiefs. I mean, like,
yep.
I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but like the fact that this was even kind of close for a little, the fact that Kansas City was actually down 7-0 in the seventh quarter is maybe like 1% concerning, but they storm back. They win with authority. Ben Roethlisberger goes out with a whimper, as predicted. This was a formality. That's really all this was. This was just like a thing that had to happen.
Everything that happened in this game was predicted except for the first quarter, which was punt, where the Chiefs offense stalled. And
you sounded like you were doing like a crazy, like, you know, like techno song, like punt.
Yeah. The Steelers punted 7 times in a row, so that's good for the Chiefs defense, but it's concerning
7
about the
for Ben Roethlisberger and the black and gold.
The defense was good, and they were good against the Steelers 3 weeks ago, so this was to be expected, and it kind of just played out in the same way. It took the Steelers scoring to wake the Chiefs offense up, which was a little concerning to me, because if they wait for the Buffalo Bills to like get going to wake up, they're not going to beat the Buffalo Bills. I mean, that's the one takeaway I have with the Chiefs, because it was the only, like I said, it was the only part of the game that was not predictable, was the stalling of the Chiefs offense to begin the game. And if you give the Bills a quarter where you're just not going to score points, what's the score going to be after the first quarter? 14-0 Bills with the way that their offense is playing at this stage. And that to me, I think is the biggest point of the game. Now, after the forced fumble, it was like 10 minutes and 30 seconds where Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdowns in that time span. It has been a long time since we have seen the Legion of Zoom Chiefs where
don't
they score.
We can come up with a way more clever nickname.
They score like this. Fast, explosive plays. Andy Reid creativity. Andy Reid had this gem where to begin the scoring, where TJ Watt is relentless, right? He's explosive. This is the Watt family. I don't know if you've seen this video tonight of JJ Watt, RJ with the Cardinals. I mean, he's back tonight. So he released a video with some music on.
JJ Watt has been living for this moment. Like to have this like WWE entrance into a Monday night playoff game that Peyton Manning is on
Monday
the
night
call
Raw.
For.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
So TJ Watt, they almost used his leverage against him where he comes around the outside and gonna almost get Pat Mahomes, and then Mahomes with the underhand. If you, in case you forgot, Jerick McKinnon exists, and he had the game of his life in this out of nowhere when the Chiefs are down a running back or two. Jerick McKinnon had the first touchdown for Kansas City, and then you had the Mahomes onslaught of 5 touchdowns in a row in the 10 minutes and 30 seconds. They were having some fun. They threw a touchdown to an offensive lineman. Travis Kelce threw a touchdown to Byron Pringle, and the Chiefs offense was rolling. And again, I think, like, I go back to that beginning. I think my biggest thing is with Kansas City, when you're covering the Chiefs, this is Super Bowl championship or bust. You can't even get to the Super Bowl and feel like good about the season. That's where the franchise is. So you got to think about the next game always in this playoffs, because this game doesn't matter if you don't go and beat the Buffalo Bills, and you can't start out like you did and expect to do that. So that to me is where I'm at with this team. And now I think we're getting ready, RJ, for what is almost, to me, like the NFL game of the year. I mean, this is two offenses. We love offenses as NFL fans and reporters playing really good football, heading in on a collision course to see who goes to the AFC title game. I'm very, very excited for this. 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time next week, Arrowhead Stadium. I'll be in the building. And
you,
I think
you please use the official name for Arrowhead.
I think it's Gia Fields, DEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
They pay a lot of money for that. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, just, you know, give them their due.
Trust me. I mean, I get it. Look, the hustle is real. Can't wait to get to GEHA, and this thing is going to be popping. I'm really excited for this football game, and I think it can go any direction. Like I said, I was actually stunned that the Chiefs are favored by any points in this game. I think it's a straight pick 'em, and when you have these offenses and they're this close, and the Bills had a lot to prove, and you know, it's that next big brother, little brother situation. I think we're in for, you know, the game of the year. So I'm very excited for next week.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.